So in the Agra de Pirka, Remez Kuf Yudalit on page Pei Gimel.
Please want some water?
Thank you. Thank you.
Cold, warm tea?
Cold is fine. So the topic of this ot is de'agot or de'aga, worrying. Who doesn't have worries? And so we have to know what to do with them. So before we look into what the Agra de Pirka is going to bring, first of all, just a few points about de'aga, about worrying. It's important to know it's not good to worry.
It's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy. Very true. Toda rabba. Thank you so much. Abducha Amin. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, that's okay. That's
sure?
Yeah.
No, better. Okay. He's bringing more.
All right. Very special service over here.
Just in the group.
David HaMelech says, Ki avoni agid edag mechatati. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Before we begin here, I just want to say a few words of Hagdama. David HaMelech says, when I recount my sins, edag mechatati, I worry from my chataim, from my sins. Of course, worrying, de'aga, is part of doing teshuva. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shaare Teshuva, in the beginning, when he gives us the 20 steps of teshuva, one of them is de'aga. But de'aga is not the cure of the sins. It's not the cure. It's not teshuva itself. It's part of the process. The cure is simcha. The cure is to be happy. Teshuva has to be done mitoch simcha. But part of the process is to be doeg. Did I serve Hashem properly? Is what I did, was that correct? That's called de'aga. Other than that, de'aga is not good. It's not good to worry. In fact, it's a sin to worry. Because if a person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol, is all capable, really, if we would feel the bitachon in Hashem deeply in our heart, there would be no room for worries. I wrote down here a nice quote from Rabbi Baruch Mimezbuz. That's the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Lidog asu. To be doeg is not allowed. Rak de'aga achat muteret. There's only one worry that is permissible. Vehu lidog lama hu doeg. To worry, why am I worried? That you're allowed to worry. If I'm worried, that means I'm still lacking. I'm still coming up short when it comes to emunah, when it comes to bitachon. You know, the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim, in Parashat Chayei Sarah, the Pasuk, Ve'Avraham Zaken Ba Bayamim. What is this Ba Bayamim? Avraham was old, he was coming in his days. So you'll say it's a poetic way of saying that he's old. There's nothing that is sheerly poetic in the Torah. Even poetry in the Torah has a deep message, has a meaning. Why it had to say it this way? What's Ba Bayamim? Says the Divrei Shmuel, when a person is worried about tomorrow, what is he doing? He's already bringing tomorrow into today. So he is ba lifnei hayamim. He's living before tomorrow, meaning tomorrow is on his mind before tomorrow even came. Or let's say the other way around, he's worried about something that happened the day before. So he's ba le'achar hayamim. He's living after the day, which means on his mind is what happened yesterday, which already passed. Avraham Avinu, ve'Avraham ve'Sarah. The truth is, there's another pasuk. Ve'Avraham ve'Sarah zekenim, ba'im bayamim. Both Avraham and Sarah, they were ba'im bayamim. They came in the days. They didn't come before the days. They didn't come after the days. They came inside the day. That day.
Meaning they lived that moment.
Exactly. To live in that moment without any worries. What's shayach to worry about what happened yesterday, or to worry about what did not happen yet, tomorrow, Baba Yamim. That's a nice outlook on this pasuk of Baba Yamim. Another pasuk, the Chozeh of Lublin, Zechutot Hagen Alenu, he says on the pasuk in Parashat Beshalach, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak Elai, they were standing right before Kriyat Yam Suf, and Hashem said, Matitzak Elai, what are you calling out to me? Daber el Bnei Israel, Veisau, talk to Bnei Israel, they should start moving, don't worry about it. The Zohar HaKadosh famously says three words on this. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Be'atika Talya Milta. In the Netivot Shalom, he quotes this a lot. Be'atika Talya Milta. The matter depends on Atika. Atika Kadisha refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say in Vihera Ava Mikodam, Atika Kadisha. Atika Kadisha means, in Hebrew, the word Atik. Atik means ancient. It means the oldest. It means the one that came before all. So that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Attic,
maybe. Okay, could be.
There,
or antique. Could be more antique. Many words in English that are A-N have their source in the Hebrew Ayin. The A was very hard for people to say. So many times people, an, it came like that. So it became N. But don't get me started now. So, Ati. But getting back to the words of the Zohar Kadosh, Be'atika Talya Milta. It's Taluy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'atika Talya. Now there's a lot of depth, obviously, in these words of the Zohar HaKadosh. A lot of Kabbalah there. But in Hebrew, Atik not only means ancient, as we just said, but it also means removed, which is not contradicting ancient, because anything that is ancient is removed from our mind. It means uprooted, removed. Like it says, Vaya'atek Misham Ha'ara. Leha'atik also in Hebrew means to copy. When you copy from one place to another, it's like you're uprooting it from one place and putting it in a different place. So Leha'atik, says the Chozeh Milublin, what the Zohar HaKadosh says, Be'atika Talya Milta, he was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Matitzak Elai, why are you worried? Be'atika Talya Milta. The matter depends on uprooting it for your mind. You have from your mind. You have de'aga, you have worry. You know what's the antidote to worries? Take it out of your head. Remove it. Think about right now. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about yesterday. Think about right now. Of course, there's a constructive dose to everything. A person, if a person is worried about something in a constructive way, which means that he's planning how to manage the situation, that's not anymore categorized as worry. That's called planning. That's called thinking. Of course, a person is ezu chacham haroet anolat. Nobody is saying don't think about tomorrow. Ezu chacham haroet anolat. But if it's de'aga means you're not doing anything about it. You're sulking. You're just sad about it. Ooh, no. Take it out of your mind. Take it. Be'atika. Be'atika Talya Milta. So there is a Gemara in Masechet Yomad Afayin He, which we're going to learn now, on a pasuk in Mishle. It says in Mishle, we quoted this pasuk many times, De'aga Belev Ish Yashchena. When there is a de'aga, a worry in the heart of a person, Yashchena. What's Yashchena? So there, in Pshat, there are two meanings possible. Either Yashchena means it will lower it. So now, what will lower what? So one Pshat in the Pasuk is, De'aga Belev Ish, the De'aga lowers the heart of the person. It's heavy, it takes down a person, it weighs heavy on him. So therefore, Shlomo HaMelech HaChacham Mikol Adam is saying, it's not a good thing. De'aga Belev Ish, Yashchena. What are you doing? You're just going to be bogged down by it. The other pshat meaning, Yashchena, you, the person, take it down. Take your de'aga and bring it down. Try, like we just said, Be'atika Talya Milta. Try to remove it from your mind and think only about the moment. And think to be happy in your share, in your lot that you have this minute. However, the Yesod HaAvodah, he explains, based on what the Gemara in Masechet Yoma says, the Gemara says, "De'aga belevish yashchena, al tikre yashchena, ela yesichena leacherim." What's yesichena leacherim? So normally we learn this Gemara, we explain, and it's the Pshat, the simple meaning of the Gemara, which we will be talking about, Ezrat Hashem. It means say it to other people, talk about it. It's Sicha. Yesichena, very good. Le'achirim, discuss it with someone else. Many times it's therapeutic. It's healthy. It helps a person when he lets out his worries and he talks about it with someone else. We're going to see the Bnei Zakhar's take on that inyan. But just to connect it to what we just said before, the Yesod HaAvodah says, Yesichena le'achirim, if you spell it not Yud Shin or Sin Yud Chet Nun Aleph, if you switch the Sin with the Samech, Yesichena is Heseach Hadad. Maze Heseach Hadad? To forget about something, right? When we wear tefillin, there's the isur to be masiach dad from the tefillin. We have to always have in mind that we're wearing tefillin, not to forget. Lehasiach, the Ramban in one place in his Pirush on the Torah explains, Lehasiach is the same as Lehasia. Lehasia means to travel away, like Nesi'ah, Nesi'ah Tova. So Lehasiach means let it go away, let it travel. Yesichena le'acherim, says the Yesod Avodah, doesn't necessarily mean to other people. Think about other things. Take your mind and put it on other things. You have a worry? Open up a sefer. Open up a Tanakh. But mamash lemaaseh, it's a good thing. A person has worries. Something is really, and he doesn't know right now what to do about it. So now, to sit and be all sad and depressive is not going to help. Okay, but it's on my mind. What do you want me to do? Come along, Chazal, and they say, Yesichena le'acherim. Take your mind and put it on other subjects. But that's very hard for me to do. Okay, take out a book, whatever you like. Take out a Navi. You ever learned Sefer Shmuel before? Oh, good time to start. Open up Shmuel Aleph, start. Perek Aleph, Perek Vet, Perek Gimel. You'll be surprised. By the time you get to Perek Daled, many times it's very possible that which you were worried about doesn't seem so heavy anymore. But regardless, that's not the point. The point is not it will solve your problems. No, that's not the point. The point is take your mind off of it. Yesichena le'achirim. So that's a few inyanim regarding the Aga before we come to see the Pirush of the Agra de Pirkanjis.
Where did you bring ones that used to do a page of Gemara?
Yeah.
The Gemara, right? It was like you brought upon someone, saying when you felt bad, in problems, it will do like one page of Gemara.
It's a bigger problem, I have two.
I have two pages, yes. Yes. I think it was the Klausenberger Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken. He said that.
Yeah.
And the more the better, which means if you could take that page of Gemara and add a Tosfot to it, even better. To say that it's therapeutic, I think, is sort of, you know, not really, it's putting it down. That it's not just that. It's refuah. Torah is refuah, no doubt about it. But even if it's just going to remove your mind from it, that's already a big gain. Already a big gain. Let's see what the Aga de Pirka says. Alav Hashem. De Aga belevish, yesichena, or yashchena, I should say. Vedarshu rabotenu en chachamim ardoresh in yoma, dafayinhe amud alef, coming up maybe in 2-3 weeks in the daf yomi. Yesichena le'acherim. Speak about it to other people. So says the Agra de Pirka, v'tama ba'e, we need to explain mahu segula. It sounds like Chazal are giving us a segula over here, some kind of magical thing. You have a de'aga, talk about it with others. How does that work? Why does that solve or help out when it comes to worrying? So we already understand on our own that when you talk about something, you know, it helps. By the way, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say it doesn't only mean to talk to other people. Talk to yourself about it. Sometimes from bringing it from the level of feeling into articulation already alleviates the heaviness, the weight of the worry. It's very true. Psychologically. Yeah, psychologically.
You mean aloud?
What?
Out loud?
Yeah, talk to yourself about it. So what? So Hashem, or to Hashem, what do you say? How could this be? I don't know. And you hear yourself talking about it. Psychologically, when a person hears something being articulated, you see it from a different angle. Things that stay inside tend to look much bigger than when they come out. When they come out, now it's a word. The word is small. That's all it is. It sounds funny, but it's very true. But the Agada Pirka says something unbelievable. The Nir Eli. Listen to this. Dehine kishechas v'shalom nigzar al adam eze tzar o eze hefsed v'choli al sonei Yisrael. It says like this. So forget about worries right now. We're going to come now from the back door. It says, chas v'shalom, when there is a gezerah on a person. Okay. Chas v'shalom, when there is a gezerah on a person to have any kind of tzar, lo alenu v'lo alechem, or eze hefsed v'choli, or any kind of loss, or a sickness, lo alenu. That's why he says al sonei Yisrael. He means that as a figure of speech. Lashon Saginaho. Hine ha'ish ha'hu mitzta'er beyoter be'etzem hatzar. There's no doubt that a person who a gezerah from Shamayim is upon him, that he has to go through a certain trouble, a certain difficulty, whatever it may be. Obviously, he has a lot of tzar from this, distress from it. But you know who else has distress from it? Hine gam kerovav umyudaav ve'ohavav ve'reav mitztarim b'tzaro. Says his relatives, his colleagues, his friends. They also, when they see that their friend, their relative is in tzar, they get tzar from it. Oh, why? Why did this happen to you? Oh my goodness. And they have tzar. Kol echad bepachot v'yater kefi kirvatam elav ve'ahavatam elav. Each one, of course, in accordance with how close they are to the person and how they care about him. Vehine. So now the question is like this: Im hu chata v'yechuyav elav hatzal chas v'shalom. This person, he sinned, and therefore he deservedly got that tzar which befell him. We believe en yisurim belochet. The Gemara says there's no such a thing as yisurim without sin. If Yisurim came, it's kaparat avonot. So there is avon. So he must have did something. A person, call anybody who sees Yisurim coming upon him, yifashpesh b'ma'asa, is to look into his deeds.
You think the anxiety itself, right, is the sin, or what's behind the anxiety?
What happened and the anxiety came upon him. Why? Because he sinned, let's say. He did something. Let's say he's chayav for what he did something wrong, and Mimela Hashem now is bringing upon him something to atone for his sin, right? So that we understand. But the question is, Machatu ohavavu krovav shehigi alehem tzar mitzar ohavam. But what did the people around him do to deserve to have tzar from his tzar?
They have their own.
The thing is, we look at it like this. We look at what happened. This came directly on this person because he deserved it, let's say. All right? We don't like to talk about specific people. So we say, he deserved it. All right. Now, it happens to be that Reuven, Shimon, Chana, and Leah, they happen just to be related to him. So now, what do they do to get the tzar? What do they do? Machatu avav. Ve'if shar lomar, you can't say, asher chas v'shalom yelahem ivut adin sheitztaru hem, shelo chatu al cheto avam asher chata. You can't say that, well, listen, that's the cost. You know, like people like to quote, oy la rasha, oy lishcheno, right? You have a rasha and you have the neighbor. Too bad. You picked the wrong place, you picked the wrong person to be related to, or you picked the wrong friend to be. You're just at the wrong place at the wrong time, right? You can't say that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kochach tzarech lomar atzur tamim pa'olo kichol derachav mishpat. You have to say that everything is just when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't do anything.
Trouble is deserved too for something.
That's what you have to say, right? But it's very hard to picture it because it seems to be that it came to this person. And everyone else is just because they're there, right? So yeah, you could try to think that maybe they also deserve it. So, but why was this person? What does that have to do with him, right? Obviously, if it came to him, it's all about him. So you're going to now randomly try to find something that they did wrong. Where is the justice over here? Let's say, for example, a judge, two litigants come before the judge, and the judge comes up with the decision. This person has to go to jail. Deservedly so. What he did, he's guilty. But there's a lot of ramifications around this. There are many people who are going to suffer now which have nothing to do with what he did. They have nothing from that guilt. They didn't even know he did it. Nothing. And yet they're suffering. Does the judge care? A judge who is basar vadam, that's not his problem. My problem is to deal with this person. All the things that happens on the side, what can we do? Too bad. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like that. Hatsu, the rock, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tamim pa'olo, everything he does is perfect. El emuna ve'en avel, he's a God of truth without any iniquity, nothing, everything is deserving, everything is just. So how do we understand it then? Ve'alken ve'et agiyah hatsar chas v'shalom le'eze ish, נידונים בזה כל הקרובים ומיודעים. וכאשר יתחייב להם כל אחד הצער בפחות ויתר, אזי חל העונש. So like you said, it has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, let's picture it, of course we're talking in human terms, in human words, but that's all we have. Before he decides to send a certain type of punishment on a person, everything is weighed. Wait. But the ramification will be that this person will suffer, 30% of tzar from this. Yeah, he gets 30%. He deserves 20. He deserves only 5. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person a type of punishment that the effect will be spread in a way that is deservedly so, in proportion to what they are supposed to be mitztayer anyway. וכאשר יתחייב להם כל אחד הצער בפחות ויותר, אזי חל העונש. הוא מקבל כל אחד הצער כפי אשר חטא. So everybody gets the tzar, the dosage of bad feelings, in accordance with what he sinned. ואם יהיה אחד מהקרובים ומיודעים אשר לא יתחייב העונש. How about in a case where one of the relatives really is such a tzaddik that it, or at least in this time, at this particular time, does not deserve anything at all. He's fine. What? It's very possible. Let's say he doesn't deserve. Or says the Agada Pirka, azay min ha'echrech sheinatzel ha'ish achoteh karov me'atzar ve'aonesh. By no choice, there is no choice, but this person, because of that tzaddik, who is related to him or close to him or in his surrounding, whatever it may be, and in order for him not to be affected because he doesn't deserve even an iota of being affected from it, this person is going to be saved from something that really he should have gotten, but he's not going to get it. Ki al yedei tzaro yitztaer gam kerovo atzadik, because through his tzar, his relative who's a tzadik is going to be mitztaer. Hashem yitbarach lo ya'avet mishpat. Hashem yitbarach is not going to wrong someone in such a way when it's not deserving.
But that's also by divine design. Because at the end of the day, Hashem knows who he's putting in relative by him.
Absolutely.
Which means he didn't want this guy to get the punishment. Or...
You know what, as happens many times in this type of discussions, what world are we entering right now with your question? The conflict, the famous conflict between knowledge and choice. We're always going to enter into that realm when we talk about the machshavot, the thought process, kivyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, that's why I said before, we have to talk in human terms. So we're depicting it in a way that two follows one and three follows two. But really, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all in one shot. Like the Gemara says, biskira achat. It's all in one shot, done perfectly the way it well suited. So you're right, you said it, but that's something that we cannot fathom. So we have to explain it in human terms. And the back of our head, we know that it's really in, what was the word that you said? Divine providence. Is that that's what you said, right? Or judgment, I forgot.
Divine design.
By divine design, chila.
I forgot it also.
But you're right. So now we come to our Gemara, says the Agra de Pirka. Vezot hi ha'etza ha'ne'emana. Now, I mean, it's amazing what he's saying here. He says, this is the good advice that Chazal are telling us. De'aga belevish yesichen ale acherim. You have a de'aga? Talk about it to other people. Efshar yimatze ish. It could be that you'll find someone asher lo yechuyav elav tzar, who's not going to deserve any of the tzar that comes as the shrapnel, from your balagan. ויצטער בצערו. But because you're telling it to him, he's going to feel bad. So. He's going to have tzar, but he doesn't deserve it. ובהכרח יסיר השם יתברך מאיתו הצער, כדי שלא יצטער הצדיק. And a kadosh, and a kadosh baruch hu is behechreach going to remove that tzar, just so that person who you spoke to, who does not deserve to be affected by it, will not be affected.
Maybe a reason why we also go see tzadikim all the time.
That's what he's going to say in the next paragraph. The next paragraph he's going to say. Let's see what he says in the parentheses. אחרי שאמרנו זאת, says the Agada Pirka, after we thought of saying this, מצאתי סיוע לדברנו, I found support to this, בדברי מהרם חגיז, one of the early אחרונים, in his חידושים to the Mishnayot, שפירש כזה על ברכת הגומל לחייבים טובות. What's the bracha that we say? הקדוש ברוך הוא is גומל, he bestows, לחייבים, to people who are חייב, who owe him, טובות. He bestows them good. Chayavim lashon rabim. Why do we use the plural? The guy is talking about himself. He should say agomel chayav. He's talking about himself. Why are you now bringing in everybody else into the picture? Why agomel chayavim tovim? Sheharbe chayavim ayuni donim betzaro bechol yom. Because he was sick, there were many other people that suffered the consequences from his sickness, because they must have been also chayav, they must have also owed Hashem something, and in order to pay back, they had to go through each one according, like we said before, according to his level of the tzal. That's why we say hagomel chayavim tovot.
Jew is always connected to another Jew.
Very good, very good. There's no such a thing as individual who is disconnected. It's all one entity. Am Yisrael is all one entity. And as a side note, he says me'ata tavin. Now we understand how good and beneficial it is to go to a tzaddik, go to a person who is a tzaddik and talk about what happens. It's a very good thing to get used to. Everybody should have, you know, a big tzaddik to go to and just to let out and say, Abid, this is what's going on. This is what is happening. This is what should, of course, you go to ask for advice, to ask for a bracha, but even just the sipur, just the recounting of what's going on, is already a big benefit. Ki efshar v'afiru lo yitpalel ba'ado, because it's very possible, even if the tzaddik will not pray for him, ka'asher rak yitzta'er ha'tzaddik b'tza'aro, just the mere fact that the tzaddik has tza'ar, Yasir Hashem Yidbarach Tzaro, Hashem will remove automatically the tzar from the person, b'chdei shelo yitztaer hatzadik, in order that the tzadik should not have tzar. Ten lachacham v'yichkam od v'da'at le'navon nakal. This has many ramifications that can come, that we can understand based on this teaching.
But it's like, if I have this in mind, I am consciously bringing tzar on another human being that doesn't necessarily want it, and I know it's going to be tzar by it.
I thought of this also. I mean, so, right? You have to think about it. What is it? I'm going now to dump it all on the, you know, on tzaddik. Is this some kind of a, it sounds like maybe like a game, you know, like, okay, listen, Hashem, you gave me the, I know how to get you to, you know. Yeah. No.
Well, like many times when somebody's sick, you don't want to go tell the parents or somebody because you don't want to give them tzar.
Okay, so very true. Right. So I understand. You're asking, is that a good thing to do, you know, to give... So obviously, you know, as much as possible, a human being, a Yehudi, has to be careful and try to avoid being mitzaer other people, especially for selfish purposes. What are we talking about here? So we're going to a tzaddik. That's something that is done. That's something that we're supposed to do. A person should not go with this kavana in mind, with this kavana. Listen, I don't care what he tells. I'm not asking him any advice, right? But you know what? Maybe he's going to feel bad, and that's one tactic how to get off. No. What he's explaining over here is the way how Hashem created the world. How does it work? One of the mechanisms that is put into this world that it became so natural to go to a tzaddik for a bracha, one of the reasons for that is how the bracha works is because the tzaddik had feelings for you. He had feelings for you, and wait a second, maybe he had more tzar than he should. That helps the bracha also take place. You understand? It's not that you go without any, you know, care for the heart of the tzaddik. No. That's how Hashem made such a system that when there is tzar, that is unwarranted, that is uncalled for by someone, like you said before, we are all one entity, we're all connected, and bizchut the other person, or bizchut the righteous person is able to be uplifted and to removed from his daga. But don't forget what we said in the beginning, right? Don't forget that to begin with, da'agot is not really a virtuous act. It's not a good thing. We have to try to work on ourselves to have more emunah, to have more bitachon. Of course, that's a lifetime work, no doubt about it. But if we can reach, you know, even just a little bit level, a little level of feeling of, you know, let's say after a good amidah, a good shachrit or a mincha, whatever it may be, and sometimes you have that one time where you pray well and you feel, I put it all out there, you know, like they say, it's all out on the field. I put it all out, and there's a feeling of Hashem, it's in your hands. Hashlecha l'Hashem yehavecha v'hu yechal kelecha. If we can rejoice in that feeling that we felt of bitachon in Hashem, Hashem will take care of it, that goes a long way. That's definitely a sichena. And also to try to remove it. It's not good to dwell. Not good to dwell on worries. And if it's something that is recurring and constantly weighing heavy on one's mind, go speak, talk with a tzaddik, ask for a bracha, or talk with other people.
You said one time also, so that person at that time might not be, doesn't have to be
a tzaddik. Chazaku Baruch. Chazaku Baruch. I was just going to say, the tzaddik you brought at the end.
Or my wife or my brother or whatever it is.
Talking can help.
At that time, he doesn't deserve to get whatever he's
that can remove it at that, at that moment.
He can be a regular stam guy. It doesn't have to be.
That's what he said. What did he say? If shar yimatze ish, asher lo yechuyav elav tzar. Absolutely. Absolutely. And then he just explained, now we understand why it's such a, there is such a minhag to go to the tzaddik, because one of the ways it could help is in this way. Alright, that was something nice.
Yo, Hashem. So much to say on that.
There is, yeah.